Okay, we'll be 1 minute, yeah.
Okay. Member of Parliament, it's been a long road. How does that feel?
Absolutely amazing. I mean, incredible. If you had asked me 5 years ago that, you know, about whether I'd be a Member of Parliament or not, I would have never dreamt it. It's happened quite quickly for me, but I'm absolutely delighted. You know, for me and my wife Anne and my team, it's been a culmination of several years of hard work, of really getting stuck into the local communities in this constituency, listening to what they want from their Member of Parliament, and then presenting my case, and absolutely overwhelmed with the level of support. To get 20,000 votes was way beyond anything that we dreamt of.
I was going to say, it's an 8,000 majority, it's such a ringing endorsement for the people of St Austell and Newquay.
Yeah, I think it's two things. I think it is an endorsement of the campaign that me and my team ran, which was positive. We set out the vision that I have for the constituency, the things that I want to get to grips with, the issues that we want to tackle. But I also think it's clearly an endorsement of the Conservative Party nationally to continue with the economic plan that's clearly working, get our economy continuing growth, new jobs being created, and get that deficit down.
It's been a fantastic night for the Conservatives, not such a good night for your former coalition partners. It looks like they may be wiped out in the southwest. How does that feel?
Well, I've got to be honest and say it's difficult to feel sorry for them. You know, as long as I've been involved in politics, we've been fighting the Liberal Democrats. And for me personally, as a St Austell boy, it's 41 years that the Liberal Democrats have been the MPs, 41 years since we last had a Conservative Member of Parliament, so I kind of feel the weight of history of that being the first Conservative in all that time, you know, I'm just you know, overwhelmed, to be honest, with the level of support, but you know, hopefully now with, you know, certainly five, and we'll see how St Ives goes, but looks like six Conservative MPs in Cornwall with a Conservative government has got to be good news for Cornwall, and we can work together to deliver what Cornwall really needs.
And just lastly, what can the people of St Austell and Newquay expect from their new MP?
Well, I think they can expect someone who's going to be very visible, engaged, will say things like they are, and will provide positive, practical solutions and real political leadership to address the issues that we need to face and grasp the opportunities that we have.
Congratulations, Steve. Cheers.
Thanks. Cheers.